From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Tuesday, Judge Christopher Wilson concluded Anton Aubrey, age 33, had committed second-degree murder but found him not guilty by reason of insanity. Aubrey's prosecution stemmed from his actions in the mid-afternoon of February 17, 2018. A conversation between him and his sister, Angel Aubrey, behind the Hoopa Mini Mart led to violence when the defendant used a sawed-off shotgun that he had concealed in his jacket to shoot his sister in the head at close range. Angel Aubrey died at the scene. Hoopa Valley Tribal Police detained the defendant a short time later. The ensuing investigation by Humboldt County Sheriff's detectives clearly established the course of events, thanks to many community members stepping forward with information. The judge's conclusion that Aubrey is not guilty by reason of insanity means he will be committed to Napa State Hospital. Humboldt County Public Health Laboratory will nearly triple its capacity to conduct testing for COVID-19 due to a new piece of equipment paid for with state and federal grant funding. The Kingfisher Flex automates the extraction of RNA, the genetic material that allows a microbiologist to determine if a patient sample contains the markers for the COVID-19 virus. That automation will allow about 94 samples to be prepared for the next step in the process in less than 30 minutes, up from 10 per hour when the work is done by hand. The lab currently processes about 85 samples per day, but will be able to run up to 250 per day when the machine is operational and staff are fully trained in its use. That's anticipated by the end of August. The increased efficiency will allow staff to work on testing and services unrelated to COVID-19 that were deferred by the pandemic. Four new cases of COVID-19 reported yesterday, bringing to 221 the total number of county residents who've tested positive. Humboldt County faring better in terms of case counts than many other areas, but the health officer, Dr. Teresa Frankovich, warns it took 105 days for the county to reach 109 cases. That figure has been doubled in just the past 45 days. Construction for the 2020 street resurfacing project begins on Tuesday, August 11th in Arcata. The work involves laying slurry seal and striping on recently repaved surfaces on 11th Street, Stromberg Avenue, Stewart Avenue, Roberts Way, Maple Lane, Davis Way, and more. The work takes place Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on some days, contractors will extend the work hours from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.